This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm one lucky guy today at the University of Mary, looking at some of the most beautiful views on the planet Earth. Have you noticed the from the frost how the trees are all white? It's just unbelievable. I'll tweet out a picture here in a little bit. I got a couple of good sunset photos too from this morning coming over it, but you couldn't see the trees as well, obviously, without the sun up. It's just a beautiful day. It is in Bismarck on the campus of the University of Mary. I hope it is wherever you are, and hopefully not down to the Twin Cities. In the middle of a crazy snowstorm. We're at the University of Mary today because Gary Thileson is being honored here, and they're having a little book party for Gary. There's a new book that the University of Mary has done, the University of Mary Press. Pat McCloskey has written Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thileson story, and we're going to spend a good chunk of the show talking to Gary about his story. It's one most North Dakotans, I think, know well. Gary is, I always hesitate to say this because I don't think people should be defined by their money, but he is the richest North Dakotan. There is no one with more wealth, and nobody really knows how much. We'll ask him, how much money do you have? I'm going to ask him that question, just for you, Todd, because you want to know. You might want to, you know, borrow $50 from him at some point or something. But I think his success is more in the stories of finding a really tough thing to do and then just maneuvering through it. I think that's the fun part. So we'll just tell you the whole story and looking forward to Patrick McCloskey, the author, will join us. Jerome Ripker from the University of Mary will join us, and of course Gary himself, and maybe his daughter Danny too. So we'll do that coming up. Governor Doug Burgum is doing his State of the State address at Minot State University in less than an hour. That'll happen about 10 o'clock today on the campus of MSUM. And I always say MSUM, I don't know why, but I guess that's because that's Moorhead. MSU, Minot State University, the Beavers. He'll be in Beaverland today. And he'll do a State of the State address that'll last from about 10 o'clock to a little after 11 o'clock, I'm told. We'll have some excerpts of that between 10:30 and 11, and of course coverage on the news about all that as well. So that's the day today. A lot going on. Love to find out what's on your mind. Your questions for our guests throughout the program, welcome always. A couple of ways to talk to us. I won't say these numbers a lot today because we have a busy show, so if you want to jot them down and you can join the discussion, please do. 367-2054 is my text, and you can text questions during the show and anytime, really. Todd as well, 226-8503. Don't call us because it's not a phone we can answer, but it's a way we can obviously get messages for you to get on the show. So Todd's 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Love to hear from you at 800-228-0550 at any point during the program. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. And also you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. How are you today, Todd? By the way, we're close.
Lovely. I love your observation on the trees because everything is this nice coating of white. It's fantastic.
Isn't it unbelievable? Yeah, I'm going to
love it.
I have the windows behind me where I could see most of it, and it's one of those deals where the picture just doesn't do it justice. You know, it does not at all. And it's kind of hard when you got a window, but I'll get you a good picture today to show you what we're looking at. It's beautiful. And I don't know about you, we probably had dozens of these kind of days. You just never take the time to look at it and really soak it all in. And I really did today because it's just flat out absolutely beautiful. So, in fact, how about this, Todd? The best photo of the day of the grand beauty of this marvelous state we call home will get a MyPillow on me. My friend Mike Lindell has the best pillow on the planet Earth, and we'll send you one free. Just send Todd or I the best photo that you see of this enormous beauty today, whatever that might be, 367-2054 for my number, 226-8503 for Todd's. All right? Beautiful. So you're good, and you like the trees, too. What do you think of these Philadelphia Phillies fans? I saw some things on your Facebook page that were words not fit for, consumption by young eyes. So it was this big sign that Philadelphia fans had put up that's now famous, and it it had the a famous four-letter word that starts with an F, and then the next thing is Millie. And they're talking about this sweet 99-year-old Minnesota Vikings fan who's been the subject of a lot of news stories. Really? Really, Todd?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was kind of my rant was, wow, we're going to pick at a 99-year-old woman. Wow.
Yeah, and did you notice a bunch of the people around them were wearing Carson Wentz jerseys that were holding up the banner, which you know more than anything.
You would be saddened at that.
Yeah, that'd be kind. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, come on. And I saw also some videos of people walking through the parking lot to get to the game, and the vile stuff they were saying and doing.
Now you know why they greased up the poles in town. They greased up the street poles. You didn't see that in Frisco, Texas, and we showed up. They didn't Frisco. With pardon the pun.
I like that. I like that, what you just did there.
There you go. You know, we show up. It's fine. It's safe. Just make sure you have enough drinks for us. But apparently Philly fan is not safe. We have to grease down the street poles. Are you kidding me?
No. And I don't know what that is. What is it that people have to wreck things to celebrate? I don't... why? What? I mean, can't you go out and just have a grand old? I mean, Frisco's a great example, the national championships there. Here I am, a dyed-in-the-wool, green and white, you know, University of North Dakota, Fighting Sioux, Fighting Hawks, whatever we are, you know, a fan for a long, long time, having been an 18-year resident of Grand Forks. I've done it, Frisco. I'm celebrating with them. I'm enjoying it, but I'm watching also the Bison faithful who live, breathe, and sleep this. And they're just having a good time. You know what I mean? They were just having fun. They weren't yelling at anybody. There's always somebody's going to have a little too much drink, go a little off the rails, that whole deal, right? But this was like not a isolated deal. This was a lot of really bad behavior, and I don't know what to make of it. I guess
I suppose I can check with Frisco and see if we're wrong on this point. But if I'm not mistaken, they didn't have to grease down a single street pole for us.
The only thing I'm glad about, to tell you the truth, is that it sort of takes, it sort of takes away the game, and now the drama is all this, you know, ridiculous stuff that was happening with the fans, so we can forget about the game. So let's get to some calls here. Ernie and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, I want to put in my 2 cents. I need to vent a little bit about the Philly fans. I mean, Philly played really good. Vikings didn't. That's all there is to it. And I don't like the Vikings, but to treat Viking fans or any fans by throwing beer at them, that is just disgusting. That is not only disgusting, but it's wasteful. Shouldn't be doing stuff like that. They should somehow, of all the videos that came out, somehow nab these guys that did it and fine them or ban them from the stadium for next time, next home game or something like that.
But it's cans of beer, not just like an open cup of beer, but closed can of beer.
I've seen multiple firsthand accounts who said basically there was either police nowhere in sight or just standing there like bumps on the log seeing all this too.
Well, that's sad. That's sad that be like that, because it should be police officer there. I mean, it's a gimme. Philly fans have always been bad. I've been to a Philly game to watch the baseball game there and a football game years ago, and I'm glad I didn't wear any kind of cowboy stuff, because I am a cowboy fan, and I'm glad I was just wearing neutral clothes, it's really sad. It shouldn't be that way. It's just a game.
No kidding. I mean, look at what's happening in Congress right now with these debates that are going on. I mean, they don't like each other much. They've shut down the government over it, but they don't run around throwing things at each other. And, you know, I mean, you can not like the other team and want your team to win and not act like that. I agree with you, Ernie. Thanks for the call. Jamie Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, morning, Scott. I got two things that concerning the hike camps. First one is, Heidi, the next time you talk to your buddy Brian Kilmeade, tell him Heidi Heitkamp's not a moderate. I'm so sick and tired of these people claiming that woman's a moderate. Just because she voted for a gun bill once, because Harry Reid told her she could. It was going to pass anyways. It doesn't make her a moderate. She's a huge leftist.
Hang on one second, Jamie. On one point, I want to be accurate here. I think the gun bill she voted for back when Harry Reid was, Tom and I were on the air talking about this at the time, and as I recall, that was a vote that Obama was very mad about. And Harry Reid may have told her she could vote for it, but the bill didn't pass. So that's the only time I can think of where she's actually voted against her party where it cost. Every other time is pablum. It's just I think on that gun vote, I think she was on our side on that one.
I'm going to say you're wrong, but all right, I'm just for the sake, you maybe remember better than me, but whatever, it's one vote. It doesn't make her a moderate. She's a leftist. I mean,
yeah,
Joe needs to understand her and Joe Manchin, I don't know about Joe Manchin, but give me a break with Heidi. Now,
I'll text him right now and say Jamie and Bismarck is going to snap if you call Senator Heidi Heitkamp one more moderate one more time. I'm on it. Hang on for point two. Got to go to point two, Jamie. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Riley in Golden Valley wants to weigh in too on the Philly fans. Whatever's on your mind, lay it on us. Gary Thileson will join us coming up too on the book Open Secrets of Success from the University of Mary. About 10 minutes away. Stay tuned.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at hot spring spas and pool tables too. You should be too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. And you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. Hot Spring hot tubs really are every day made better.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and look for the duck.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. We're at the University of Mary. Busy show today. We're going to chat with Gary Thileson about the new book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story. Looking forward to that. Also, Governor Doug Burgum speaking at Minot State at 10 o'clock. We will have some clips from that speech as it happens. So stay tuned for that as well. A lot of visuals, I understand, in the speech, so it'll be a little hard to kind of give you the full picture, but we'll do our best here today on the program. It also will be streamed live if you want to watch that between 10 and 11, thanks to the folks at the Greater North Dakota Chamber. We're brought to you in part by High Plains Apache today. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. That's important. And nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. From the smallest tip to the part that breaks and you need it now, and they have 50,000 of them on site, on location, you know, in their store, and they'll get them to you. The service, the full line of new and used spray application, precision farming equipment, including the best of the best, the Apache self-propelled sprayer. That's that businessman sprayer. High Plains Apache. Man Dan, call them 663-2375. Also in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29, the Walmart exit, as they call it there. Either location, stop and see him. All right, Jamie, you had a second point. I haven't got an answer from Kilmeade yet, but I did text him on your behalf. Here's exactly what I said. You critique this. Tell me how I did. Brian, a listener just called and asked if you would consider not referring to Senator Heidi Heitkamp as a moderate. She calls herself that, but her record is anything but. So we'll see what he says.
Great. Appreciate that, Scott.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Hey,
Todd and I, we work for you and every other listener out there. Yeah,
I know.
Your humble servants. Exactly right. All right, the second thing you wanted to discuss.
Okay, real quick before I get to that, I heard you had Riley from Golden Valley on hold there coming up next. I know Riley in Golden Valley, so if it's the one I'm thinking of, hi, buddy. I hope you're out killing some coyotes this morning.
How many Rileys can there be from Golden Valley, in all honesty?
I'm guessing probably one. And he probably lives north of Golden Valley, actually.
This is unbelievable. By the way, you just made radio history. I've never had a caller say, I know the guy you're going to talk to next because he just said that. I think I know him, and I'll give him a shout-out. I mean, this is North Dakota. This is why I love North Dakota, for crying out loud. You know the next guy that's calling. This is just priceless. Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing I told you I was going to get to about is Joe Heitkamp and the Philly fans.
Who?
I've seen a lot of... Joe Heitkamp, you peasants.
I'm not familiar with that name, but anyway.
Some bozo out eastern part of the state.
Okay, thanks for the help. Got it. All right.
So he wrote Amazon an email saying never in Philly for their expansion of their new business or their production facility or whatever they're doing there. Because he was mad that, most of the Vikings fans, I agree, they were treated like crap. And he doesn't want this thing of Amazon going to Philadelphia, but Joel's one guy I'm not going to feel sorry for. He claims he got beer cans thrown out of it, somebody headbutted him, and a lot of dirty things were said to him. Well, guess what, Joel? You treat Republicans like that every day when you're on your radio show, lying about them, calling them names. So, you know what? Every beer can that hits you and every headbutt you got, I think you deserved it, you jerk. And the rest, like I said, most of the other Vikings fans, I do feel sorry for them. And there's a bunch of these young guys that are wearing Carson Wentz jerseys, throwing, you know, F-bombs out at people and this and that. Carson Wentz, from what I understand, the man doesn't even swear. And they're all wearing his jersey and doing that. So they're kind of disrespecting their own guy there wearing his jersey.
I tell you, that's two things I want to respond to. One is... you should call Joel and tell him this rather than call us. Because now, see, here's the deal. You just advertised for him on the most listened to talk show in the state. And he has less listeners than we do. And now more are going, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. So, you know, you're giving him free publicity. So I'm going to send him a bill, number one. But you're calling him a jerk. And, you know, that's you calling him a jerk for the reasons you stated. Why are you telling me he's a jerk? Why don't you call and tell him just, you know, get a little foot fight going? Give him a call and then have this conversation with him.
I don't want to give him any ratings. Listen to the rotten show, so I'd rather listen to yours than talk.
Oh, well, thank you for that. You are making it better. Second thing, I think you just defined the reason Carson Wentz is such an incredible human being. It is not for the character that was born of his time in Bismarck or on NDSU. It was not for the fact that he was a first-round draft pick or he's had this incredible season to get the Eagles to the Super Bowl, and that was Carson Wentz's win, in my mind, on Sunday. It is what he is doing off the field, his Audience of One Foundation, the good work that he's doing, and just being the example that he is, which I think personifies the vast majority of North Dakota. And maybe, just maybe, one of those kids pulling on the the jersey that says number 11 and holding one of those banners. We'll see one of his tweets. We'll hear him talk, and we'll have their lives transformed by being the person they can be. I think he's showing them how to do it, how to be better. And it may take a while in Philly, but hopefully the message will be received. So,
right on, Scott. Yeah. You have a good day.
You too, or Jenny. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Okay, Riley. Let's check with you. So, Riley, do you know this one on the other hybrid? I guess. Sorry about that, Manny. I punched up Riley before I said goodbye to Jamie. I should have put the two together. Riley, do you know Jamie? He claims to know you.
Oh yes, I do. Hi, good morning, Jamie. Hope you're doing well down there in Bismarck.
He gave you a shout out.
Good morning to you and Scott, or Scott and Todd too. How are you guys today?
I'm never as good as Todd because he's Todd the Radio God, but I think we're doing okay. It's a beautiful day.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's on your mind, Riley?
Well, to go hand in hand with what you just said about Carson, he's going to – hopefully his example shows the East Coast crowd, because from what I'm heard of, I got friends in Baltimore that they say it doesn't matter if it's Phillies game or Ravens game, an Orioles game or Red Sox game. All the opposing teams get treated like that. They say it's pretty pathetic out there. But you know what? Do these Philly fans not realize where the Super Bowl is being played? It's going to be in Minneapolis. So I hope that these Philly fans come to Minneapolis and that they don't get treated like they treated the Vikings fans in Philly. I hope that people in Minnesota, I got a lot of friends in Minnesota, I hope that they can just treat these people with the utmost respect and just let the bygones be bygones and just show them what it's like to live in the central part of the country and be nice to your neighbor.
Well said, Riley. Very well said. No doubt about it. And let's just hope that that's called turning the other cheek is what that's called. And that's exactly what Carson Wentz is trying to tell these folks about. Appreciate that. Texter says, Scott, would an initiated measure opposing the new road salt policy gain any steam? I'm very opposed to the DOT switching to road salt next year, and I'm trying to find any way I can to reverse the decision. Your thoughts? Question on initiated measure. Not sure if you could get down to that level. Good question for a legislator. They're usually pretty spun up on that, but we can check that out. But I'm going to forward your text to that. Who's that one listener on Facebook, Todd, that keeps saying, I misrepresented what the DOT said when all I did was listen to the DOT. I just asked them what their policy was, and he thought I had mischaracterized it. So my understanding from them is they are switching. So we'll do that. Let's see, Leah and Benedict. I only have a half a minute, but give me your best 30 seconds. Go.
North Dakota Capitol.
What about the North Dakota Capitol? Leah?
Hi there. Yes. I don't know if I'll finish in 30 seconds, but last Tuesday, President Trump... Oh, it's just a delay. Sorry.
I see what's going on. You're hearing yourself way late and me way late. Yeah, that'll never work. Leah, I tell you what, I'll give you 30 seconds, but we'll have to do it on the other side of the break. And we have our guests coming up, so stay tuned. We'll do that coming up. But you can tell us about the steps of the state capitol where they had that wonderful pro-life celebration recently. That was another good deal we had a chance to talk about. More coming up. Don't go away.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Council Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. University of Mary for a lot of reasons. Today it's the view and the company, but I also love the fact that they are heading just right into the effort of trying to have enough nurses in North Dakota to meet the needs. It's pretty amazing when you think about the national nursing organizations calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And the University of Mary says, you know what, we're going to make it possible for nurses to move forward. And now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, which is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere. In fact, they can run as much as $8,000 higher. So earning that Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do, and we thank you, nurses, for doing that. And caring for you is what the University of Mary does. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. They'll make it work for you. They always do. University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Check out umary.edu/msn today to apply. All right, Leah and Benedict, I promised you 30 seconds, and we ran out of time in the beginning. You always need to turn your radio down so you're not hearing yourself 7 seconds yep. later. We have to do that because some people tend to use the language they use at Philadelphia Eagles football games on the radio, and that's how we protect it, see? So
no,
anyway, yeah, exactly. Leah, tell me what's on your mind.
Okay. The reason I'm calling in is because I think that since President Trump got in, that Christians have gotten way too comfortable in that he's going to kind of take care of everything for us. And whereas I see that this is really a time for us to take ground from a position of strength. And that's why I'm bringing up this Keep Faith in America initiative that kicked off last week on National Religious Freedom Day that President Trump declared. And from it, the first step of it was elected officials and faith leaders from all over the nation, including the Our Capital Steps, made proclamations to basically to keep faith, take stands to keep faith in the fabric of America. And in their words, you know, there is a strategy to legislate God out of our society, intimidate, ostracize, and, you know, also sue those who openly live Christian values. And the goals of this initiative are basically to,
Hey, Leah, is there a website where we can find more information about this?
It's called Keep Faith in America.
All right. It sounds like a wonderful effort, and I would like to know more about it and what's happening. We just don't have time today. So do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Manny, we'll take your information. We'll get in touch, and you can tell us more about it on a time. We'll schedule a segment on it because it sounds like a wonderful event.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so the website one more time is KeepFaithInAmerica.
KeepFaithInAmerica.com. And it's the Christians uniting to stand up to ensure faith, God, prayer, and the Bible continues to have a place in shaping our future.
And sounds like some noble goals. There's no doubt about it. That's perfect. And my mom always used to say, coincidences are God's sealed orders. That's what she said. Her mom said it, so she ingrained it in our head. And it sounds like it's no coincidence you live in Benedict, because that sounds like a great effort. Appreciate it, Leah. Thank you very much. We're back at the University of Mary. Jerome Rector is here, Vice President for everything, I think, aren't you? Is that the union title? I know it's like public affairs or something like that. But
yep, they just have me in public affairs at this moment. It's good to be with you, Scott.
The man about campus, as always. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always an honor to have you here, Scott, and especially to have Mr. Thorlson here with us and his lovely daughter, Danny.
I wanted you to introduce Gary for the benefit of our audience, and we're going to talk about his new book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, and just give us a little synopsis of what's happening today, because folks can have a chance to get the book and shake Gary's hand and be part of something pretty special today.
Well, as I just mentioned, the university is honored to have Mr. Gary Thorlson here on campus with us today. Our School of Business is named in honor of Mr. Thorlson. And so the Gary Thorlson School of Business, where we educate the future leaders, virtuous leaders, to serve the great state of North Dakota and beyond. Today is a special day because we have just produced a book about the life of Gary Thorlson. As you mentioned, Open Secrets of Success, which was written by one of our own, Mr. Patrick McCloskey. And at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon in Chick's Place, right here on campus, right next to the Lumen Vitae University Center, we're going to have the official book launch to make this book public, to get it in the hands of all good people that want to read an incredible story of a true North Dakotan who knows how to work hard, who knows how to shake another person's hand and keep that agreement, whatever it is, and then also how to get after it and to be an entrepreneur in this great country of ours.
And that is 4:30 this afternoon, Chick's Place, University of Mary campus. First 100 people get a free copy of the book, right?
Exactly. You show up as one of the first 100, you will have a free copy of it, and then you can buy all the extras afterwards.
Now, you're German.
I am German-Russian to the core, with a little bit of Polish in me. I got to keep my mom happy. She's a Splunskowski.
My mom was a dead burner, so you know what I was as well. So I got a little of lots of German and a little bit of Norwegian. I say Thorlson. Am I saying it wrong?
I might be myself. I apologize.
So, Gary, help us out here.
Thorlson.
Thorlson. Yeah, and is that German?
Norwegian.
That's Norwegian. Yeah. I should have known that. I've seen that name over in Norway before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
Great.
Good to see you, and congratulations on a neat collaboration with the University of Mary to tell the story of your wonderful career.
Yeah. Thanks. It's been a wonderful journey to write the book and reminisce about some of the old days and of course, Patrick has been super to work with in University of Mary. But it was a lot of work, you know, because we had to go back and figure out all the details to make sure that the book was very accurate. And I think we accomplished that. And I am very proud and happy of the way the book turned out.
Bring me back to your early days. The Gary, the book talks a lot about your business success, and we're going to talk about incredible success to the point now the Marriott brothers see you as their mentor, right? I mean, that's pretty amazing when we think of the Marriott brand, but we know those folks are calling you on how to best build hotels, so it's an incredible story. The ESOP, everything was done with Thorlson Enterprises, but go way, way, way back to your, you know,
childhood.
Yeah, I mean, how did it begin?
I grew up in Daisy, North Dakota, we had a family of six children, and my dad and my mom, and I remember we didn't even have a car until we were sixth grade. At least when I was, they might have had it when they first got married, but later on, for several years we didn't even have a car. We never had running water the whole time I lived at home. And I had the pleasure of working out on a farm for 2 years, milking cows and getting up at 4:30 in the morning and earning $50 a month. And they always had running water, which was great, right? So,
I mean, you were doing that for somebody else, you mean?
I worked for somebody else, yes, the Quick family. And so
that's a hearty bit of work in a North Dakota, winter, right?
Yes. I always thought that it was is a way to get ahead. You know, I didn't realize $50 a month, when you look at it, today's values meant much back then. But for me, it meant a lot because we didn't have much money. And so
that's why you called it the pleasure of getting up at 4:30 in the morning, but you were earning those dollars. That wasn't a burden getting out of bed at 4:30 to go out in a cold North Dakota winter.
Never looked at it that way. Right.
How did your parents view that? I mean, were they the reason you were out there? Hey, Gary, you need to find a job to help. Or
you know, they were not involved in that part. The Quick family came to me and asked me if I'd do it, and so I told my parents, and they approved it, and so that's how it started. Yeah.
So that was your first job.
That was my first job. Then I went to work with my dad in construction as soon as I graduated from high school. But I had decided I was going to go to Valley City State College. So in order to pay for it, I needed to make money to pay for my tuition and room and board and whatever it took to get to go to school. You know, I remember minimum wage was $1.25 an hour at that time. And, of course, when you first start on construction, that's what you get paid. So, you know, you look back at it now, and it's almost like it's all unbelievable. But anyhow, I graduated from high school. Even then, I went out and taught school, and I made $5,800 the first year, $5,800. Second year, I made $6,300. But something happened during that time where I answered an ad on insurance sales. So what I did was I started selling insurance during the school year, and I made almost as much money as I did making teaching. And so I decided to switch over into the business world. And when I first started out, and this happens to a lot of young people, I started out selling insurance, and I failed. After 5 weeks, I quit. But the company I worked for come back and seen me, asked if they could retrain me. They retrained me, and the difference is, and it's so important for every young person to do this. I changed my attitude. If that guy can do it, I can do it too. And I think that's the attitude. And except I always felt I got an attitude that I can do it better. You know, so to be a better salesman than most people. I mean, there's always one that could be better than you, right? Or be a better building motel builder. You know, there always could be. But I wanted to be the best I possibly could be. And by having an attitude like that, that really has taken me to where I am today. And I always say the rest is history, you know, because we've developed a great company and with great employees. And
so the teacher thing was what you thought your calling was. That's what you got educated for. You see the ad for insurance, so you take that on. You're doing that on the side as a teacher at the time?
Yes. I did it. It started in the summer, and then between my first and second year of teaching, and that's when I failed. And then just before the end of before the school started, he came out and retrained me.
And you said, okay, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to be the best insurance guy I can be.
Yeah.
And then you did that how long?
Until 1985, believe it or not. So
while teaching, or did you at some point?
No, I taught 2 years, then I went full time in the insurance business. So in '69, I quit teaching, and then I went into the insurance business. So I was more or less full time.
And you're teaching in Leonard, North Dakota, right?
Yes.
And your insurance sales took you where?
I within 30, 40 miles of there. Because I was doing it at night, and so I didn't have a lot of time, so I couldn't go very far.
That's pretty amazing. Now I want to talk about when we come back why you decided this insurance game isn't for me.
Okay.
And what came next? And by the way, that insurance work took him to the mother-in-law of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Sold her a policy, and so that bond started a long time ago. Chris Cramer, of course, the wife of Congressman Cramer, her mother bought an insurance policy from you. Kevin Cramer tells that story in the foreword of the book, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorleson story. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One of our great listeners lives southwest of Bismarck. He's feeding cows right now. Sent us a pic from his tractor of this beautiful landscape with all that frost everywhere. And also a picture of his family in a hot spring grande hot tub from one of our fine sponsors. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Reminds me to tell you they're in Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks. And, of course, it's Carson Wentz's hot tub. He endorsed the Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, for no other reason. So you have a high bar to get the MyPillow today. We've asked for the best pictures of this beautiful North Dakota landscape today. And another one of our fine sponsors, Michael Lindell and his team at MyPillow, have a pillow waiting for you if we pick you as the best picture of the day. Text him to Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Back with Gary Tharlson. Also with me, Jerome Richter, and the author of the book, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Tharlson book, Patrick McCloskey. Gary and his daughter Danny are here, and we're going to talk to everybody. But I wanted to start just kind of having people understand your journey, and that journey from, you know, milk and cows for somebody you met when your family literally living in the poorest of poor conditions, no running water, $50 a month, and thought you were the richest man in the world, to now the biggest hotel developer in the world. So we go from milking cows, teaching school, working construction with your dad, all those jobs, and then while you're a teacher, deciding you want a little bigger nest egg, so you start selling insurance, and you quit it. You started it again. How long did the insurance thing go?
You know, I sold insurance for 16 years. And so the thing is, in the 70s, I was doing it full time. And I was making a very good income. And as you know, as you get higher in income, the government takes more of it away.
Does that happen, really? Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it?
I visited with the realtor on a regular basis. And he always said, well, the only way you're going to get, one of the ways, I found what are the ways to get rich. One is to own real estate. One is to own stock. And the other one is inherited. I wasn't going to inherit it, right? So, and I didn't really understand the stock market that well. And I think the average stock player, he's got to be an absolute genius if he's going to really be a billionaire in the market. And there are a few. But so I picked real estate. And so during the 70s, what I'd do is I'd buy houses and apartment houses from my earnings in the insurance, and I'd fix them up and resell them. That was, in that day, you could resell 6 months later and pay capital gains. So you reduced your taxes in half. And then it also had income tax credits, which I could use the income tax credits to offset my taxes from my insurance business. So, and then in 1982, the first motel transaction came along. I bought the Valley City Super 8. And of course, the FF, and anything you paid for FF&E, say you call it, was $150,000 for it, or you'd get $15,000 right off your tax bill, your personal tax bill. And so really, when I got into the motel business, it really was all about how do you save taxes. I never realized until about 4 or 5 years later, when I had about 15, 16 motels, that would be the business that I would be going into full time. So I actually...
He's doing it for a little better tax treatment at the time.
Right.
Saying I'm making this money in the insurance world, and what has to happen with the money? The government takes it unless I find some other way to have my tax liability be less, and that's what the hotel development
did. Yeah. I finally seen I was making quite a bit of money in the motel business, but then I went full time in the motel business in about 1986.
That hotel in Valley City that you bought, bought that one, you didn't build that one.
Right.
But then you went on to build them yourself.
Correct. I bought Valley City, Devil's Lake, then I started building motels. Beulah in North Dakota, the first one, which the Hovind family financed it. And, of course, we had the coal gasification plant, and it went gangbusters the first year. I made $150,000 just on one small motel in 1 year. Next year it crashed. You know, the funding cut off for it. So I'm sitting there with the debt. But one of the things I did do is I made sure that everybody got paid. And I remember John Hovind talking to me when we did the ethanol opening. I said, you know, he says, one thing about you, Gary, you always took care of your debts. And the thing is, and I said to him, don't everybody do it? To me, it was a matter of you always take care of the banks, because the banks will take care of you, right? And so that's always been my philosophy my whole life. And that's why I think the banks have been so kind to me, because of my attitude that I'm going to guarantee the loan and I'm going to pay you back. Things don't always go the way you want them. We run into issues that we've got to solve. It was like we had all those in that, my contractor left me with a bunch of liens on motels in 1985. I called the bank, told them I'll be down there in 120 days, and I'll take care of them all. I didn't know where I was going to get the money, so I borrowed a few thousand from my dad, which probably was about $4,000 or $5,000. He didn't have a whole lot, you know. And then my brother, and then I.
But the point is, you owned it. You said, I know that's a problem. I'm going to fix it. Give me 120 days, and I'll be in.
And I went down there and did it. And guess what? Every time, and I used them as my example. And other banks would call them, and they'd tell them exactly what I did.
Interesting, fascinating story from Gary Donaldson. More of our conversation from the University of Mary. The book's Open Secrets of Success. After this, don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.